We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and I'm pleased to be joined by Dwayne Sherwood with the Manhattan Lions Club. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we have brought Dwayne in. I know you usually come on annually here to discuss your biscuit coming up this week.
Yeah, this is our annual biscuit and gravy feed that comes up usually around the 1st of February, and this year it happened to be the 1st, so we're going to serve biscuits and gravy, sausage gravy, at the College Avenue United Methodist Church from 7 to 1 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. And this is a pretty popular event, as I understand. I think I attended last year.
Last year we had a really good run, and we were able to really help our four organizations that we function on this. It's Shepherd's Crossing, an emergency shelter, crisis center, and Habitat. So it's one of the things that we really help out with. Is we started this way, and we're going to keep it up.
All right. So, yeah, all great organizations. Boy, you talk about a plethora of things that they're helping the community with. You got people with financial issues here, people looking for a new home. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and then another thing that we're helping with, we have Al and Mickey Keithley, who coordinate our vision camera screening. And we usually go into preschools or daycare centers. And in the last year, we have vision screened 4,200 children. And that's not just in Manhattan. That's Junction City, Onega, Wamego, St. Mary's. We go all over with it. There's a committee that we split this up with. And then we have a high school or a grade school program. And in the last year, we've helped 76 children that couldn't afford to get eyeglasses to help them with get eyeglasses. And then through Shepherd's Crossing, we're fortunate to have a Carolyn Pine grant, and we've helped 45 people in the last year that didn't have insurance or couldn't afford to get glasses. So it's a big community help.
Wonderful. And people that maybe don't know too much about the Lions Club, when do you guys meet, and how can someone sign up if they want to be a member?
We meet at the Four Points Hotel, it's the second and fourth Mondays of each month, and we usually have a meal, and then a meeting and a program, and you're free to join by calling myself or calling our president, who is David Schaefer. And anybody you see that's a Lion at the meeting, at this function Saturday, way, if you want to interested in joining, well, talk to them about it. So yeah. We're open.
Absolutely. I mean, I imagine these types of events, that's good recruitment, hopefully opportunity for some more young folks to join you here, or anybody looking to
volunteer. We need young folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the biscuit and gravy feed, you mentioned 7 to 1 p.m., and that's at the College Avenue Methodist Church?
Right, yep. Right across from the new soccer field.
Okay. Beautiful new soccer field there. I can't wait to go check that out. But so where, as far as the meal itself, who's providing the donations here for you?
We usually purchase this on ourselves. Hy-Vee is helping us with the juice. Purchase the biscuits and the gravy mix and the sausage ourselves. And we just hopefully we get enough people and we'll have a good day.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great weather.
It is supposed to be great weather, Saturday and Sunday, so that's good news. And, you know, these types of events, take your families out to this because, man, it's a real good community engagement event.
The cost for the biscuits and gravy is $5 for adults and $2 for children under 12. And it's an all-you-can-feed affair. So we also have we'll have different jams and honey. If you don't want gravy on your biscuits, you can do it that way.
All right. Sounds good. Well, anything else we should know here about the Lions Club and your biscuit and gravy feed?
Well, you know, I mentioned a lot of site things. And years ago, and everybody knows who Helen Keller was, mm-hmm. She challenged the International Lions Club to focus on sight. And that's one of our main things is sight. And we do help all we can with it here in Manhattan area.
Well, I know a lot about. I got glasses when I was 4 years old, so I know a thing or two about not being able to see very well. And you know that there's a lot of families that, you know, they live on a tight budget and maybe can't afford vision screenings or new glasses. It's tough.
If they're in grade school, get with their school nurse, and she knows the contact person with the club, Monty and Ann Nielsen. Ann has been she was used to be with the Kansas Children's Foundation, and she is really helpful with this sight problems. So you can get with them or contact Shepherd's Crossing. They do the screening there at Shepherd's Crossing, and then they send a letter to my wife, and she types it up, and they take it to the optometrist. And probably shouldn't mention this, but I will. We help up to $200 on the exam and the eyeglasses.
Wonderful.
So it's a good thing. So.
Yeah, it definitely is. How long have you been involved with the Lions Club, Dwayne?
I've been a member about 19 years now. And so I didn't join until after I retired because I didn't have the time. But it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming on here and sharing some information. Again, 7-1 at the Methodist Church on there on College Avenue across from the soccer field. And what's the cost again?
$5 for adults and $2 for children under 12.
Man, what a bargain there. So be sure to check that out Saturday and help out the Lions Club here in Manhattan. Dwayne, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on K-Man.